Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Larson.
And it's time for another Punk Daily. That's right. It's another day more CM Punk. Do a straight edge dance here. So we got some CM Punk news. Also, later on, we got some Jade Cargill news with her impending debut with the Dabba Dabba E. We're going to talk about that. But first, while doing some MMA commentary over the weekend, for what is it, Caged Fury? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
CFFC, it says here in the notes. See, I think it's
CFFC.
Fury.
I don't know what it means.
Fighting Combat or something like that. I don't know. I think it's Caged Fury. Anyway, CM
Punk. Caged Fury Fighting Combat?
Why not? CM Punk made a reference to having a lot of time on his hands for the next 2 months. Perhaps, maybe, speculation suggests that's the length of his non-compete clause, maybe.
That's the first thing that popped in my head, 60 days? That's a pretty specific number.
Chicago Survivor Series, book it now. But one thing Punk seemingly isn't doing over the next 60 days is considering legal action against All Elite Wrestling for his dismissal, as House of Wrestling reports, quote, Punk does not have any litigation pending against Tony Khan following his termination. Considering how Khan said his life was in danger during Punk's backstage altercation at AEW All in London, many people asked me, not me, Steve, Nick Houseman from House of Wrestling, whether Punk would be considering action. And I am told, again, Nick Houseman is told, not Steve here, that is not the case. From what Nick Houseman gathers, Punk is looking to avoid any further litigation and move on with his life. He was described to me as someone breathing a sigh of relief now that he is away from the day-to-day drama that seemed to follow him at AEW. So even Punk was over the Punk Daily situation.
Seemingly. Yeah. Maybe he wants a Punk Daily so he can get his punk rock news. You know, he is a Rancid fan after all.
True.
And not news about CM Punk's wrestling future, or if there is, if it is a wrestling future for him. On that note, Nick Houseman of House of Wrestling reached out to WWE sources about the potential of the company bringing in Phil now that he's free agent, or maybe soon to be free agent, 60 days. This is what Nick Houseman has to say about that. Quote, I, again, Nick Houseman, not Larson, have yet to meet someone in WWE or with knowledge of the situation who has ruled it out. One WWE source I spoke with noted that the buzz internally about Punk as a potential free agent It's not there like it was when Cody Rhodes was rumored to be on the market at the beginning of 2022. Another source told me that while there could be interest, timing is everything in pro wrestling. And at the moment, WWE's product is hot and not necessarily in need of a big name signing.
They just had The Rock and John Cena on SmackDown, who are big, huge crossover names.
Yeah. Guess who's not?
CM Punk.
CM Punk.
You know, I mean, he's in, like, people
he's
like
a name.
Punk.
I'm not going to say he's not a name. Hey, there's, he has a lot of fans still.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah, he, there was a bounce to AEW's numbers when he first debuted. But yeah, to put him in the same league as The Rock and John Cena.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
It's not realistic.
I mean, dude, it's like, oh, who's a bigger draw, The Rock, John Cena, or Steven Larson? Clearly, it's The Rock and John Cena.
I know. And that's no disrespect to us.
Right. Exactly.
It's just,
I did want to
fact of the situation.
I mean, he's good for a cool 90,000.
Maybe like that's why people turn the channel when they find out he was fired.
Yeah, I want to point this out here. There was a little too much stank in your voice when you said that fired man.
Fired.
Dan Frampton left a video on my Twitter.
Yeah.
Where he actually does have a Punk Daily news show about Punk. Yeah. Music. And in this case, there was some sort of brawl that happened with the Cro-Mags. I don't know what's going on with this, but if you want your Punk Daily, your actual Punk
Daily music Punk Daily news, not CM Punk, Punk Rock.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. Go to Dan Frampton.
There we go.
Look, when Cody and Punk are two completely different situations.
Uh-huh.
You know, like,
as far as we know, Cody never got in fights with anybody backstage.
As far as we know, that was not the situation. And on top of that, like, again, Cody, he went away, he came back as sort of a different person. Seems like Phil just came back to AEW, just older and grumpier and grizzlier, and he'd be coming back to WWE even more so.
Yeah.
I wonder if it would be a different situation. All snark aside, Larson, if their situation was like it was like in, I don't know, 2019, WWE just wasn't doing that great.
Oh,
it was
kind
of crap.
It was kind of in the shits, is what you're saying.
It was kind of in the shits. If they were in the shits, do you think they'd bring Phil aboard?
I think they'd be more likely to consider it as opposed to what's going on now, where firing all cylinders, shows are selling out left and right, record-breaking houses every show they have. Like, is CM Punk really going to push them to a whole nother level by bringing him into the company? Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah, probably not.
And if that's the case, is it really worth the risk to disturb, which by all accounts, we haven't heard of any issues backstage in WWE. It seems like a fairly harmonious environment. Do you risk messing with that just to get kind of like a 2 or 3 week maybe jump in ratings?
It's interesting because back in 2019, when CM Punk was appearing on Backstage, we had heard and we'd subsequently heard that Fox was pushing WWE to sign CM Punk. And maybe the situation is too fresh right now, but we haven't heard that. And I wonder if it's because, well, on any given week, we could get The Rock to show up or we could get John Cena for like a 2 month tour.
Yeah.
And even when they're not there, things are going pretty good. Like they have actually built their current roster into a drawing roster. I just don't know that you want to, you know, maybe if he was completely drama free and a free agent, you know, maybe the situation would be different, but he doesn't have a lot of leverage seemingly with WWE right now.
No.
Because business is doing pretty good for them right now. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how much he himself is going to bounce it up to another level. I just don't know. I mean, all we have to go by is what we've seen recently in AEW, and Collision could barely get 500,000 viewers.
Yeah, I know. You're right. He was not the biggest draw in Collision. That went to MJF and Adam Cole while they were doing their shtick.
Yep.
I don't know. It'll be interesting. But on the other hand, maybe WWE's thinking, hey, we're gonna push everything. They're in the middle of negotiations right now. Fox didn't want to pay all the money. And so maybe they're thinking, hey, we want to put everything we can possibly have behind what we have going in Punk. from an on-screen business perspective, can't hurt things. Yeah.
Maybe if Fox is like, hey, back in 2019, signed CM Punk. It's 4 years later. Now's their opportunity. Maybe they signed CM Punk to appease executives at Fox. So Fox be like, all right, now we'll pony up the money you want for SmackDown. So SmackDown stays on Fox.
There's like a huge CM Punk fan at Fox, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like the whole crux of the deal is bring Phil in and we'll give you the money you want.
Yeah. Then they bring, oh, they bring him in. Yeah. Let's talk about this. He is one Bill Phil, actually. Jade Cargill, somebody WWE is bringing in. We might have like her start date revealed. So following, actually, you know what? You want to do this one, Larson?
Because sure. So following what appeared to be her final AEW match on last Friday's Rampage against Chris Statlander, everything seems to indicate that Jade Cargill is heading to WWE. Sunday, PW Insider reported, quote, in an update on Jade Cargill, her AEW contract believed to have expired. WWE sources have confirmed to PWInsider.com that Cargill is slated to be at the Performance Center Orlando this coming week. And then an update stated today, Jade Cargill is currently in Orlando, Florida for WWE. Fightful Select wasn't so specific. They just said that Cargill is scheduled to be in Orlando this week, visit Performing Center. But as of now, she isn't scheduled to appear on Raw tonight, Monday, or NXT tomorrow, Tuesday. On the latest Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer talked about what WWE Creative might have in store for Jade when she makes her eventual debut. These transcripts come to you from WrestleTalk. That's what Dave had to say. Quote, they've already started working on creative for her. I heard that yesterday when I was asking around about it. Is she locked in? And she wasn't locked in, but they've been talking about her a lot. It's not like this is just some minor thing to them. It's a big thing to them. She'll get a focal push because the money to take to get her, you have to give her a chance to get over because they're not paying what they would pay a normal person to start there. It's not like it's Charlotte Flair money or anything like that or Becky Lynch money, but for a newcomer to the company, it's much higher than they usually go. So she got a good deal. They're talking about her a lot more than they would talk about someone that they brought up from NXT. She ain't going to be Tegan Nox or somebody who's brought up or Candice LeRae that's just kind of brought up in there. I got the impression it was main roster just because of the expense of bringing her in. They could put her in NXT for a little while before bringing her to the main roster. In a sense, that would make sense. But then you got to justify the money. I can see them putting her in NXT for a short period of time, but my impression is the creative they were talking about was not NXT creative, so they have plans for her.
Smart. Yeah, don't put her in NXT. It's dumb. Yeah. That is one thing that oftentimes when people, for example, for the longest time, when Cody was first, when his name first started popping up for WWE, people would say, oh, he's going to be a mid-carder there. He's going to do another one. When WWE pays a shit ton of money for somebody, they have to justify paying a shit ton. And so they have to feature them to make sure that they get their money back, their return on the investment, merch sales, et cetera, all that kind of stuff. And so if what Meltzer is saying is true and Jade is getting a pretty decent bag, not a Becky Lynch setup, but maybe a little bit less than that, they're going to feature her in a major way. And I don't see that it being anything but main roster, unless they tell some story where she just runs through NXT and then, you know, shows up in main roster like, that was easy. Now I'm here and I'm going to run through you guys too. If there's some sort of very quick through line where she gets that title off Becky Lynch, and that's the warning shot for the rest of main roster.
Like her first match, she beats Becky for that NXT title.
Right, exactly.
And like, I don't know, five, six, seven defenses of it, like in short order, real quick. And then, she can say, that's that really the best you got? I'm here in main roster. Give me some real challenges.
But I don't know if you want to bear. I mean, essentially, what you're doing is burying the entire NXT women's roster, which a lot of people claim Becky Lynch just did with Tiffany Stratton, even though, from what I understand, the match is a lot more competitive than that. So, Cage Fury Fighting Championships.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay. You're close.
That's what it
was. Did you get it?
Close.
I don't remember.
Yeah. No, it was, I said Cage Fury Fighting Combat, which didn't make a lot of sense because it's a redundancy.
It would be a redundancy.
Yeah, I should have known. The C is always championship. What am I thinking?
Usually it's championship. Thank goodness. Yeah. Unless at the beginning, then it could be something like continental.
Combat. Or continental. Oh, man. So, interesting stuff about Jade Cargill there. Looks like they're fast-tracking this, man. They're not wasting any time. They're not like, January's a couple months away. We'll hold off to the Rumble. No.
No.
Win
Major
now.
Flash right away, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, hey, they got these TV ratings. Yeah, they gotta, you know, and then on top of that, you know, the Monday Night Football, apparently now they're playing more than one football game on a Monday night.
That's just this week, but I could be wrong.
I thought it was going for like next 2 weeks.
Wow. That's a lot of Monday football. I read that.
It is a lot of Monday football. People like the foosball, man.
Yeah. Football's fine.
Had your Eagles play last? They played on Thursday. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Right on. Anyways, what do you guys think about all we talked about today on Punk Daily and then Jade Cargill news? What do you guys think about that? As always with Punk Daily, we're going to go out slam dancing.
Bye, everybody.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.